This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Amos Hochstein, who is the Special Envoy and Coordinator for International Energy Affairs with the White House. Hey, it's great to see you.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, a little background about you and your path to coming into the White House, because I'm kind of guessing this isn't just one of those things you step off a, you know, walk out of the house and, oh, I'm going to the White House today.
Well, I've worked in both government and in the private sector over the last, well, I shouldn't say too many years, 27 years of working both on the financial side and the actual business side of the energy markets, as well as on foreign policy, national security, and how to really blend those two things together. And when President Biden was vice president, I worked very closely with him, traveled around the world with him on some of these issues. And, well, last August, he asked me to come back.
Let's talk about probably what's top of mind right now. And you know, we've seen inflation, but we've heard that it's been driven by, in part, food and energy prices. And obviously, we see that at the pump. But what are we seeing today compared to what we were seeing?
So just a few weeks ago, since the war in Ukraine, even just before the war in Ukraine started, when the forces started amassing, Putin's forces around Ukraine, we started seeing everybody freaking out in the oil markets and gasoline markets and increasing the prices, and they were going up a lot. And the president took a number of steps that, unfortunately, in the energy world, when you take a step today, you don't see the results right away. It takes time for that to mature. So a few weeks ago, I would say gasoline was averaging around $5. I think it peaked at around $5.05, and diesel even was significantly higher than that. And we saw all the prediction of the so-called experts and the banks and TV saying gasoline prices were going to go to $8 or $10, and diesel was going to go to $10, $11, $12. And instead, what we've seen is oil prices have come down from a peak of about $125, $122. Today, we're at about $95. So that's a significant reduction. In fact, it's the fastest gasoline prices have come down in over a decade. Diesel's coming down, not as fast as gasoline, but it is coming down quite a bit. So we're very happy that gasoline is coming down and that the experts got it wrong. And we're going to keep taking steps to try to make sure gas prices come down. Because even though it's low, and let me just give a comparison today, the average price of gasoline in the country is about $4.40, so down about 60 cents. But that's skewed, because if you look at the most common gasoline price for Americans, it's below $4 already. And I think we can even see it go down further towards the $3.50 mark, which would be, of course, over a dollar less than what it was just a few weeks ago.
I would imagine, and at this point, this is something that's been a hot topic around the White House. And I would imagine you've had quite a few people coming in and trying to keep working that plan.
Oh, yeah. This is very top of mind. The president has been very aggressively telling me that and my colleagues that we have to bring down the prices. Because, look, energy prices, as your listeners in particular know, they're so critical to so many things that have nothing to do with energy, right? So energy prices, especially to food prices. And consumers need to understand that when we talk about energy prices, we're not a farm to table. We're a farm to a truck to a table. So everything that people around the country see in their supermarkets at one point was on a truck that had to fill up a lot of diesel and a lot of gasoline to get there. So when we bring these prices down, it's going to affect food prices. But I would take even a step further. Every farmer knows that you're using tractors, and tractors use diesel, and diesel is expensive. And so when the and you're using fertilizer, and the input price of fertilizer oftentimes is natural gas and other things that are expensive right now. So these affect the farming and cattle, and it affects the truck, and then it affects finds itself into the supermarket, not just at the pump. So the president has been really aggressively pushing us to bring it down. In fact, we just had a meeting at the White House just a little while ago where a few of us, his economic team and his energy team, talking to him, briefing him. He has COVID, and so we were all in one room, and he was on the screen. But he said these prices are falling, not falling fast enough. So we want to see oil companies and refineries not taking as much profit. We want them to use some of the extraordinary profits they have to put that back in the ground, drill more, bring more production on the market, invest more in refineries so that not just gasoline but diesel can come down a lot faster, and so that the consumers can get better prices. And that's what we're focused on.
As we look further down the road, and obviously right now is where you have to be focused, but I already know you're looking months down the road, years down the road. What do you see as far as energy and the U.S.?
Well, I can see us for the next several years wanting to have enough production of oil and gas to sustain economic growth in the United States and around the world because we're so dependent. But we have to start putting in the dollars and the fortitude to invest into the future. And we already know that electric vehicles are going to be the future. It may take 10 years, it may take 20 years, but we know that's where it's going. And if you want to see, look at where China's going on electric vehicles. They are investing to control the supply chain of electric vehicles. They want to own the future and let us own the last gasping breaths of the oil and gas industry. So this is a transition. It ain't going to happen overnight. So we're going to see that we need more oil and gas now and for the next several years. But we need to, at the same time, we're America. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can invest in energy for oil and gas while we're also creating incentives to invest in renewable energy and in electric vehicles. Renewable energy really would replace some of the natural gas dependency that we have. And even there, we've seen price go up. And electric vehicles are really what's going to replace the demand or slow down that growth in demand uncontrollable in oil because cars just don't need it. But electric vehicles are very expensive right now, and a lot of Americans can't buy those cars. And we need to scale up. And when you sell more electric vehicles and you make more of them, the price comes down. So we need to bring down the price. So I'm never going to tell somebody, hey, prices are high, you should buy an electric vehicle. Well, electric vehicles cost a lot of money. So let's try to bring the prices down for gasoline until we can and bring down the price of electric vehicles and make sure that China doesn't lead the 21st century, the United States does.
So good to see you here. I know you've had a really busy and a long day, but thanks for taking the time to update us.
Of course, anytime.
Again, Amos Hochstein is the Special Envoy and Coordinator for the White House International Energy Affairs and joins us on the lawn of the White House, and it's the Agribusiness Report.